Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home. Brought to you by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit WindowNation.com.
As I've said, guys, this looks familiar. The Hawks have won 7 of their past 10, but the past three games, guys, we've had the fourth most turnovers in the league. We are not respecting the ball.
We're not ready to go.
I know. And we're giving it away. And at most unopportune times, Mike, teams are scoring easy buckets on us.
I'm not making this about Trey. Okay, guys? Trey, we can debate how many nights can Trey kick it into superstar gear and start hitting more threes like he did the other night in Oklahoma City.
Ball!
But when I'm watching, like, Kawhi Leonard against Bogey, I'm like, what? Who's winning that?
It's Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, again, DeAndre Kiss. That was the sub, and that's how it worked, but it was dumb. It was terrible. I'm getting to the point where I'm just, you know what I'm saying, watching the Hawks? Meh. And I'll go, let me go watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood for the 150th time. You know, you're wearing me out. Hey, by the way, it's Dukes and Bell here inside the Kia Studios. Couple guys hit us up on the text. Guys, when we were just talking about Stetson Bennett last segment, a couple guys go, well, you saw the video, right? That is Baker Mayfield. That's not his arrest video. Somebody found an old Baker Mayfield when he ran from the cops and ran into a wall. That is not Stetson Bennett. So let's put that to rest, okay?
Yeah, I did laugh, though, because I was like, that's wrong. Because they were like, look at him run. I'm like, that's not Stetson.
No, but a lot of guys are hitting us up. The debate about African-American men having forts in their family.
Yes, sir.
It's become a lightning rod on our Twitch feed right now.
Well, listen, I'm just telling you what I know. All right, I can only speak from my experiences. I don't know about you, but I'm just telling you what I know and my peer group and friend group. And I got to be honest, I don't know one. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. And a bunch of guys are saying, oh, boy, maybe Eric Ainge. Eric Ainge wasn't right about anything. Eric Ainge wishes he was Stetson Bennett.
What did Eric Ainge say?
Nothing. I'm sure he's chirping on his radio show about Stetson getting to, you know. It wasn't, again, now, the one thing, in the old days, if somebody got hammered or falls asleep on a park bench, it's kind of wink, wink, no biggie in today's world of social media. But if there is there's no positive here, but if there's a silver lining, was behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing. And especially in light of what happened in Georgia, that would have been a really big thing. This was just a guy got overserved doing his thing, trying to find his way home.
All right. More to come, guys. We will get to the most important story of the day. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you missed our interview with Dave Archer, he was talking about Ryan Nielsen, the coordinator, our new defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. Now, we were just talking about the Senior Bowls this week. It's February 4th, so that's this weekend. You got the East-West Shrine game February 2nd. That's going to happen at 8:30 on February 2nd. Both of these games, you've got staff at. So our staff is at the East-West Shrine. They're coaching. I just saw some footage of Belichick out there in Vegas, Mike, coaching some guys up. He's got jeans on,
right.
You know, and they're going to be out there. But the point is, Ryan Nielsen is going to be out there as well with the coaching staff, so he'll be getting into the mix. But we'll talk more about him coming up because it is a big deal, the hiring of Ryan Nielsen and what he's going to bring to our Atlanta Falcon football team. Hey, hit us up, 404-741-0929. Mike mentioned it. We're on Twitch as well. We're live every day now, so you can find us there, watch the show, and see what's going on. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes, and the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow us, guys. We're on the gram, Facebook. And, of course, follow the radio station. Turtle, let's get to the top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now, let's see what we have here.
Mike, how dominant have the Eagles been in these playoffs?
You know, we talked about their run, 5 years ago now? Holy cow. But you think about how we gave them a really tough game. They didn't have any tough games getting there. The Giants, they completely were, I mean, they were overwhelmed. And as you guys know, Daniel Jones, he left it on the field in Minnesota. This game was a laugher. It was 7-7. with some blown calls, and then, of course, the Purdy injury. And then once Johnson came in and had that fumble, it was 21-7, and you guys knew there was no chance. So, yeah, Carl, you can argue that Jalen Hurts didn't have to really throw the ball. He did drop a dime on the Devontae Smith catch, no catch. Some guys are already saying, are the Chiefs going to make Jalen Hurts throw in the Super Bowl?
Have to.
That will be the plan.
You have to. But, you know, I think everybody goes into it with that, right? I think the 49ers were wanting to do that as well, make him beat us. Then when you realized offensively that you didn't have an offense that was going to be on the field for any significant time, they didn't put together any sustained drives yesterday. You couldn't do that. And then they're racking up points, and now you got to throw the ball, but you can only throw it laterally. You can't throw it vertically. It became an issue. But, yes, Mike, I do think Spagnuolo, the DC for the Chiefs, is going to go in with a great game plan. He did against Joe Burrow. Burrow, guys, was good yesterday. He wasn't great. He overcame a lot of pressure to get to where they were, which was tied at 20-20. And then you thought when they got the ball back that they were going to go down and score, right? That was Burrow time. They end up giving it back to the Chiefs, and it ended up being Pat Mahomes' time.
They had no answer, and it was just something to watch. Chris Jones was a man. I mean, he was a force. Frank Clark. I mean, these guys, and you and I said this earlier, we're going to play. If you missed it earlier, guys, I'm sure you saw it, but it's funny as hell. Kelce going off on the podium after Patrick Mahomes is getting the hardware. I just thought they heard, and this is funny because, you know, we said, remember the Georgia conversation? Who in the hell had Georgia going 7-5? But those guys use some of that stuff, right, to feed off as motivation. These are grown men, professionals. They don't need any motivation. It's to go to the Super Bowl. But there was extra sauce in Kansas City because they heard all that crap about Burrowhead.
No doubt.
And it ticked them off.
It did. Let's hear Jalen Hurts talk about the job is not finished quite yet.
I try to, what you guys say, enjoy the moment. But my joy comes in winning. But I know the job isn't done. So
now, when it comes to Brock Purdy, here's where the 49ers are. And here's the latest with the injury. Purdy is seeking a second medical opinion on whether he needs surgery. Okay. If he doesn't need surgery, he's out at least 6 months with a torn UCL.
Ugh.
If he needs surgery, it's Tommy John. And you guys know that's a year. I mean, it's 9 months, whatever it's going to be. It puts a whole new outlook on his season. But, Mike, Purdy, torn UCL ligament, done for 6 months. Garoppolo suffered a broken foot in December. Now he's going to be a free agent. And Trey Lance fractured his fibula and had ligament damage that required two surgeries on his ankle, which allowed him, obviously, he was out all year. That's what the 49ers quarterback situation is right now.
Right.
I mean, you know, you lose yesterday and you're going, damn. But what do they look like moving forward? Well, both of those guys, Lance and Purdy, are under contract. Jimmy Garoppolo, as I mentioned, going to be a free agent.
Yeah, and just a matter of how he is valued and he's looking for some money now. I'm not sure I'd be giving backing up the Brinks truck for Garoppolo, but more than what the 49ers are ever going to pay him.
If you're the Jets and you can't get Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's a good plan B. Derek Carr could be a plan B for the Jets.
Yeah. I'm just thinking out loud. We'll see where some of these free agents fall.
One thing we didn't mention in the Blitz earlier today is apparently the Dolphins and Tom Brady won't be happening. So I know we had said, are you worried about Tua Tagovailoa because of the concussions?
Yeah.
The fact that he's technically still in the protocol and the season's been over for like 3 weeks. But there was an article in the Miami Herald saying that they're gonna whatever they're doing, Brady will not be a part of it.
Here was Brock Purdy talking about the injury once it happened, how he felt.
I've been throwing after the hit occurred on the sideline just to see where I was at. But even in those throws, it was painful. And so I couldn't throw anything probably over 10 yards, 5 yards. That's why we just had some screens. Those were really our only option when I went back in.
Mm. Did you look up the quarterback for the 49ers like I did?
When he got in the game? Yeah, because I was like...
Did you, Chris?
Mike, that used to be, and Bo, I was thinking about this, used to have an emergency quarterback, and I think they were saying in this game it was Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, he had the wristband.
And I'm like, are you serious? So, yeah, I had no idea. And then Juszczyk is the fullback. He was the emergency quarterback.
Right.
The fullback.
Yeah. And there was, as we said, it was a tie game, and that was the high water mark for the 49ers. Josh Johnson doing the best he could, but that fumble, that was it. Game was over. Seven different teams, and I think it's like something like 13 teams if you add the different leagues he's played in outside the NFL. But he came in the same draft as Matt Ryan. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And that just shows you where they were as far as the backup situation. Yikes.
All right.
Real quick, I want to bring you in because you were just telling me in my ear. I wanted the people to know. We were talking about the backup quarterback situation.
Yeah,
go ahead.
There used to be the rule where you could carry a third quarterback, but he wasn't active unless you had an injury to your quarterbacks and you needed a third quarterback.
So he would travel?
Yeah, he would be in pads on the sideline.
All
it
right.
was like the emergency
and then
quarterback.
Him.
But then he would come in and you would lose like a player or whatever, a designated player. But that's gone. And the NFL suffered, and a lot of people were talking about it yesterday. Look for that to be something that someone, San Francisco,
competition committee,
throws out, hey, this is a rule suggestion, bring that back. It used to be the old 46 players active, mm-hmm. but it was really 45 or whatever. Yeah, it's an old rule, and they need to bring it back because it made the NFC Championship game completely unwatchable.
And I think some people thought Garoppolo was still going to be in part of this as a backup, but he wasn't. He didn't dress. So, yeah, it was ugly. And now, as you said, Trey Lance, you got a chance to show in the spring. And maybe you – look, as far as physical talent, Trey Lance is up here.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy is obviously a guy that uses experience at Iowa State because on the flip side, Trey Lance had something like, 300 throws after high school. So it'll be interesting, but he'll certainly have an opportunity. But at the worst case, Carl, you'd be into like camp and maybe preseason games, and Purdy's not ready.
I know, and we wish the best for him. But this second opinion is going to be a big deal because if it's surgery, ooh. All right, it's Dukes and Bell. It's our top three at 6. Let's hear the funniest parts of what happened after the Chiefs win yesterday, and that was Travis Kelce. One thing he did was call out the mayor of Cincinnati, and there was a lot of chirping, Mike, going on right between the two mayors and the cities and all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. But specifically, the mayor of Cincinnati went there, and then Travis Kelce went there.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party.
Love it.
Chris, do you have him hamming in on Patrick Mahomes? That's the fun, because Mahomes is doing his interview, and then Kelce just comes in a combination between Tommy Boy and Gronkowski. I thought that was hysterical.
Yeah, I mean, first off, I also want to thank God, man.
Had my arse.
I love it. The part, again, the best part is just him just coming. Oh! I love it. That's a lot of fun.
I mean, there's certain players in the league, and as we said, I mean, Burrow's got a coolness factor, but Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league right now.
Period.
And he's so likable and rootable. Hell, I even like his TV commercials, and Kelce's just a damn trip.
Yeah.
Now, you and I lobbied back in the day. We thought that Jalen Hurts with the right team could be a starting quarterback and a star in his league, so I think you and I got that one right. But I tell you, I don't know about the rest of it, Metro Atlanta, but based on my experiences in Philadelphia as a kid who's been there for games and most recently in the playoffs, I am squarely, sir, on that Chiefs. Matter of fact, I might have to go get a Chiefs hat for the Super Bowl, brother.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I just hope we get an entertaining game. He gets a bunch of days now, at least 10 days to help that ankle, that's going to be huge. But what he did on one leg, that's one of the all-time performances, man. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hawks play tonight, guys. They're at Portland. Pre-game starts at 9:30. Tips at 10 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They're on the West Coast. They'll play Portland. They'll play at the Suns Wednesday. Then at the Jazz on Friday. Nuggets Saturday. Cannot go 0-4 on this road trip. And here's the thing. This road trip, Mike, could define what you think about the trade deadline and how you want to go about it. Everybody thinks we're buyers, but are you sellers? All of a sudden, if you go on the road trip, you win 1-3, 1-4, whatever it's going to be. I think you got to be .500. You got to win 2 of these 4 games against really good teams. And by the way, Tuesday, next week, they're at the Pelicans. So you got Portland, Suns, Jazz, Nuggets, Pelicans. It's tough.
Zion's banged up again. So
he is.
Now, one thing real quick for guys who missed it is Jay Crowder we keep getting linked to. There's a couple of trades that are out there. But I love getting tougher for the playoffs, but I don't want to give up John Collins. I mean, John Collins I'd like to hold on to right now. You and I debated DeAndre Hunter and, what has he been this year? Is he going to continue to – is he going to excel? Is he going to get hot in the playoffs? And then, of course, there's this sort of – let's be honest, Carl. A lot of cooks in that kitchen making the stew. It's not just the GM.
Danny Ainge is the CEO of the Utah Jazz. He is a guy that's done a lot of deals. And if they make a deal, because the Jazz are looking to make some moves, rumor is they like John Collins as well, and maybe we get Malik Beasley, who's a shooting guard, defensive presence, and Jared Vanderbilt as well. Big, he's about 6'8", so you're replacing some size. I like that deal actually better, and I don't want to give up JC either. I'm with you on this. I said I'd rather give up Hunter or Bogey. But the Jay Crowder move, I think you're going to probably have to give up picks. But the Bucks and the Heat are also interested in Jay Crowder, Mike, so – this isn't going to be a situation. There will be a bidding war for some of these guys.
And guys are saying, you guys want to move off of Hunter? Look, they just gave Travis and the entire front office a contract extension only to blow him out less than a year later. So I wouldn't put it past them moving on DeAndre Hunter, too.
All right, coming up, It's the reason why I don't want him here. I'll explain next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is Andrew.
The story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
We get our defensive coordinator. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I want to mention this, Mike, because the footage is out there. Jermaine Pratt's a linebacker for the Bengals, and he's apologized to his teammate, Joseph Osai, because he said, I was not a good teammate. I was emotional. This is Jermaine Pratt's the guy. You'll see him walking in the locker room, and he's screaming, why would you hit him out of bounds? Why the blank? And he's going off. And today he came out and said, look, I was out of pocket. Like, that was emotional. I was in the moment. I was wrong, and I wasn't a great teammate in that moment. So that's cool. I mean, I get it. Everybody, you know, wants to win. At the end of the day, you don't, and Mike, stuff like that happens. But that footage is out there. There's a lot of stuff coming out from yesterday and after the game with the Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs. Right. All right, let's talk about Ryan Nielsen, Mike. I don't want to poo-poo this hire. I know Friday when we talked about it, people were like, oh, there are bigger and better names out there. Were there? I think Ryan Nielsen is a well-known commodity within the coaching circles of the NFL, and this is how this stuff happens, guys. So I want to read this because I thought it was cool that Cam Jordan, one of the best defensive linemen in the league, came out and said Ryan to defensive coordinator was inevitable. He is a top-tier defensive line coach in terms of developing pass rush, emphasizing technique on the run, and gap integrity. Cam Jordan then said, wish him the semi-best as he willingly went to the Falcons. I'm happy-ish for him. And he's joking, Mike, right, because of the rivalry we have with these right guys.
Yeah, we talked about it with Dave Archer. That's online at Odyssey.com. And one of the things about this this defense, you can look at it, not just sacks. I know we always, in this town, we're dying for sacks. We're dying for pass rush. He's really developed some good players. Now, the thing that freaked you out on Friday's show over at Buckhead Butcher Shop was there were immediately reports from New Orleans going, well, Marcus Davenport is a free agent, and perhaps he would get Marcus Davenport to come to Atlanta. Again, it's a very thin edge rush free agency class. It's him and Jadeveon Clowney. That's how thin it is. So that was kind of one that gave us pause. And look, you've created this monster with Clowney, but even Bobby Hebert says he's inconsistent at best and he's not been what they gave up to get him.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not really interested in that. I hope that's not part of this. But that aside, they're great against the run.
Davenport, yeah, not Clowney.
No, Davenport. Neither one. But this guy, Nielsen, has done a really good job, part of a defense which is great against the run, top three in that category, points scored, any metric you're looking for. Guys, Falcon fans have seen it. You mentioned it earlier. Their calling card's kind of gone from what was Drew Brees to now a really good defense.
Yeah, I think, and I just want to put the perspective out there because I want to make this clear before we get to free agency and you guys are going, we got to go get Marcus Davenport. I clowned Marcus Davenport when the Saints picked him because they gave up their entire draft and he wasn't that dude. Then as it played out over their window of 17, 18, 19, and 20 and they didn't win a Super Bowl, he wasn't that dude. In 2017, Cam Jordan had 13 sacks. In 2018, he had 12. In 2019, he had 15.5. In 2020, he had 7.5. And then in 2021, he had 12.5. Marcus Davenport's best year, guys, was 2021 when he had 9 sacks, Mike. He's never had double-digit sacks. The year he was hurt, a guy named Trey Hendrickson steps in for him, balls out, has 13.5 sacks, gets a big contract with Cincinnati, and he's been good since he got there. Mm. He had 14 in their Super Bowl year, which was last year. The point is, the defensive lines have consisted of Sheldon Rankins and guys like Tyler Davidson, who we saw a little bit of here. The Falcons picked him up. Right. Guys like David Automata. He's been really good, but he's not Cam Jordan. And then you throw in Marcus Davenport. This is what I'm getting to, guys. That five-year period, right, once you look at the overall numbers, he's only got 21.5 sacks. Cam Jordan's got 60.5 in that same time period.
Yeah, and Cam Jordan's a gold standard. Maybe you look at a guy like Trey Hendrickson, who they couldn't afford, who went on to the Bengals, and you could say if he was instrumental in helping that guy get to where he is, he can do some of the same things with R. D'Angelo Malone or Ebba Cady, who we really need to take a big leap. Not to mention, Carl, we still have you guys. It's way too early. The combine, we may get a stud edge rusher with our 8th overall pick in this draft.
Well, that's possible. I just think when you start talking about Marcus Davenport,
no interest.
I'm laying out the facts. You can tell me I'm a hater, and you know how I feel when I start laughing when you mention his name. But these are the facts. He's not done enough where I go, wow, I'm willing to pay him $15 to $20 million a year. It's just not worth it. So,
And if you don't believe Carl, believe a guy in New Orleans. I know you believe Carl, but a guy in New Orleans, we talked about it with Bobby Hebert. Bobby's mentioned a few times over the last few years. inconsistent. I mean, he's a diva.
Well, he's always hurt. He's been hurt.
Bobby was not a fan, and Bobby's pretty close to the darn Saints. But let's hope that's maybe not where we're going. Maybe we fill it from the inside out, which Squidbilly, bro, put the name. There's a couple of guys out there. Hargraves out there might be more expensive than that. But we've talked about a couple of dudes, and Daron Payne would be a guy to build from the middle with, and then we continue to build, hopefully, Carl, through what our young players are going to do, including this draft.
Yeah, here's the other thing, too. If I worked with you, I know what you are. Ryan Nielsen's had him for 5 years. Now I go to a new situation. Am I trying to bring in better players or guys that I know that necessarily haven't lived up to it? If you're going to tell me, well, he can make him better, he's been with him. So don't want him. Don't need him. That's where I'm at with the Davenport situation. Now,
not so much with Davenport. I don't know. Davenport's too much of prima donna for me sometimes.
Say it.
He got a hangnail. He's just set out for a week. I don't know.
It's terrible. It is. But if this happens to happen, okay, and Mike was making jokes earlier, like we get to camp and our first interview is with Davenport, I'm going to lose my mind if this happens. Because, again, Mike, I don't know if it's worth the money. Now, if he had balled out, if he had the stats of Cam Jordan – I would tell you guys, let's go spend $15 million on
or
this guy.
Or Hendrickson, when we had the money, we had a chance like the Bengals. That's a guy. There are some pieces on this line. I'm more hoping about building with our young players. I don't want, and as everything to what you just laid out, Davenport's a guy. It just shows you how thin it is. That's why if we're going to do free agency for defense, free agency is going to be a corner. Free agency is going to be a defensive tackle. It's not going to be an edge rusher. And I hope not.
I hope not either.
And if you guys missed out, the cap number is the biggest one ever. It's a new record, and it's $16 million from the year we just had, by the way. So, Carl, we will have lots of money, but I need this draft to be, damn near close. We're going to have more money than we've ever had. We jettisoned Marcus Mariota. We're north of $70 million to spend.
It's going to be more than that, Mike. I guarantee you, because they're going to let some other players go. Here's the other part about Ryan Nielsen. When you hear Sean Payton wanted to go pluck him off the tree and hire him as his defensive coordinator, wherever he ends up, he hadn't taken a job yet. It tells you the credibility of Nielsen. He was with Sean Payton when he was there, obviously with under Dennis Allen this last season when they went 7-10. But Sean Payton's very familiar with this guy, and so I think that's the kind of stuff that you want to hear about the new DC. Mike, what is he going to do? I don't know. I said to you guys, I don't have to sell him. He'll sell himself. When we start making plays and getting sacks and having a higher-ranked defense and getting turnovers and we're better against the run, all of that will sell you. But I'm not going to poo-poo this hire because you didn't know who Ryan Nielsen was.
Well, we weren't going to get D'Amico Ryans. He's going to be a head coach. He turned down the Broncos. Looks like he's going to be the Texans. Steve Wilks was certainly a name which we were all impressed by. Steve Wilks may have designs on trying to get back as a head coach somewhere else. But that was one Vic Fangio signs with the Dolphins as their DC. But those are the names that you'd recognize. I like the idea of Wilkes or Brian Flores is certainly a recognizable name, but this is a guy, we just laid it out. If you look up, there's a good article, and it's not propaganda. Mm. It's facts. Go to the Atlanta Falcons website, and they break down all the things that you and I have been talking about, working with guys like Hendrickson, getting the most out of Cam Jordan, developing the run defense is one of the best in the league. That's all things we need on this team.
All right, 404-741-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. One guy says, yeah, but Marcus has better numbers than anybody that on our defensive line right now. That doesn't mean anything. I'm trying to elevate. I don't want average. I want guys that are going to be great. If you're paying a guy who's good, not great, great money, Mike, you're wasting money. You're going to find yourself in a situation where we're going to be saying we shouldn't have paid that guy because he's coming in here and getting you 4 sacks like he did in 2019 when that team went 13-3. On a 13-3 Saints team, he had 4 measly sacks. Grady had more this year on a worse Falcon football team.
I'm just telling you. Hey, guys, we'll probably be doing the show. Maybe if we do what we did last year, we'll be up at Hooters, maybe in Buford, Carl and I. It'll be 2 o'clock. We'll come on and say, hey, man. I go, hey, man, big day at practice today, first day of pads. We got a chance to catch up with our new defensive end, Marcus Davenport.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's gonna be crazy.
I mean, look, it is that was the first reaction, but it is I would like to think bigger fish to fry, other things out there, but it's just something when you think about fixing this defense, there's no great shakes defensive end. Who'd be excited about Jadeveon Clowney at this stage of his career, Carl?
What's Jadeveon done?
Exactly.
I told you guys before he went to Cleveland I didn't want him.
And he burned his way out of that
place. Falcon fans are like, yeah, let's go get Jadeveon Clowney. Stop with the name brand recognition. What is he doing? All right, Mike, we got to get to a game winner tonight, man. We have a couple of ideas for you.
Yeah. When you're down in the dumps, when it's a mopey day, what do you do to put a smile on your face?
You really want to know?
Well, Chris will be on the dump button.
You really want to know?
Shark Creek and busted like the Kool-Aid man. Now, again, this segment will die if you guys don't give us better answers. Squid Billy is this close to pulling the plug on the game winner, Carl.
Is he?
That's what I heard.
Oh, wow.
So I want some answers. When you're down in the dumps, what do you do on a mopey Monday, Carl, to get yourself that frown turned upside down, around, whatever you're supposed to do?
Get your mind out of the gutter. Mine has to do with food, okay, and drink. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
But if you want to take in the gutter, just don't cuss. 404-741-0929.
I need a good pounding right about now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, Carl, it's a gray day. We have a lot of rain this week, unfortunately. And yeah, I got to be honest with you. You know, it's just kind of I came in and a lot of people were mopey today. So what do you do? How do you get your head right? Do you go to the gym? You get a workout in? You hit the go hit the heavy bag? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
I mean, Squid Billy's in the gym at like the crack of dawn doing his thing.
I'm more like of just the food, you know, soothing the soul kind of person when you talk about the rain and just, being depressed. So, Mike, I'm a grilled cheese tomato soup guy when it's like this.
Oh.
That's what I'm going to do, nice. And that's what I'm going to go to.
Right. So it could be comfort food. It could be the love of a good woman. It could be hitting the gym. Whatever it is, Carl, to turn your Monday around.
Yes.
Hey, by the way. I got the gigantic Reuben when I was down in Noonan on a Saturday. And so and basically it's like you get two giant, it's like a super Reuben. So you get two and you take one home. You ever do a pastrami and egg sandwich?
Yes.
On an everything bagel? Chris, you ever done that?
Yeah.
At the Carnegie or in the city?
Delicious.
I think Goldberg's has it, but have you ever had it, Squid? Good fresh pastrami, you know, with the egg, fried egg and some cheese and you're good to go on an everything bagel. Good God, it was fantastic.
That is good.
Sounds good. I've never had it there before.
You know what? Next time we're on the road, I'm getting you one.
Okay.
Thank you. Presumably at a place that has pastrami. All right.
Won't be as good as Katz's.
No, Katz was great. Can't go wrong there either. I'll have what she's having. All right, who's up first? Jimbo. Hey, Jimmy, it's a rainy Monday. What do you got for us, man? How do you get things going?
Well, I did it today. I went by my local hobby shop, and I bought myself a box of Topps Finest soccer and ripped it open. So that's what I do when I'm down the dumps. I get some cards.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Not bad.
No.
Old school.
No. That's good.
Hey, by the way, we didn't mention it today, but remember we were talking, was it last Wednesday, we were at Atlanta United's headquarters and we spoke with the GM and president, I should say, Garth Lagerwey. And there was a story about getting the Greek guy, I am Yorgos. From Celtic over in Glasgow. Looks like Yorgos Yakimakis? We'll find out when he gets here. But a guy that would be one of our, I guess, potential scorers. Looks like that deal is going to happen.
Okay.
We're going to spend some money and go get a dude from the Scottish League.
Designated players, right?
Correcto mundo.
All right.
So more on that coming up tomorrow. Hey, who's up next, Chris? Anu, and you're new. Hey, man, you're in the game. Anu, you're not next. It's David. Sorry about that. Hey, man, what's up, D? Hey, man. David? David, to get excited.
Are you looking for David?
I don't know.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. If you can pretend to be David if you want.
That'll work. Hey, man, it ain't good, but I'm going for a half pint of rum, and then I'm going to DoorDash sushi.
Nice.
Okay. That's
rum
good.
And sushi.
Yeah, that's good.
Not bad. I mean, different. I broke out the Appleton 12-year-old on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
With my buddy Mike.
Yeah.
Buddy of mine. You know, my neighbors are all Delta people. We kind of had like our own little sort of pre-Super Bowl party because sometimes, although this weekend, that first game wasn't better. Usually no. The AFC NFC is a better weekend.
Yeah,
than Super
yeah.
Bowl.
No, it's always fun. The rum, I don't drink as much rum as I used to. I used to drink a lot of it with my cigars, but I've kind of gotten away from it. But I got some good rums. But that Appleton.
Yeah, that 12-year-old reserve.
Good stuff.
Really tasty. Who's up? Yeah, again, booze is a common theme here on the program. Who's up next? Supposedly Daryl. Hey, Daryl, you're in the game, man. What you got?
Hey, Mike. Sorry to interrupt David there. When you said Big D, that's what I usually go by. I love your show, guys. But listen. So I'm a professional magician, 20 years, and it happened this afternoon as I'm driving home. That's why I called. When I'm down in the dumps, lousy rainy day down here in Sharpsburg, I take and do some street magic and just try to make people smile. And when they smile, man, lifts my spirits. Love you guys.
That's nice. What's up.
There you go. Now, I mean, difficult on a rainy day in Sharpsburg to find someone to watch you saw a woman in half. I mean, that's going to bring the gear. I imagine you got to have a pretty good-sized truck if you're going to do that kind of action.
But you know what? He's right. I mean, the smiling and just the interaction with people who are in a good mood, it helps. It does.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this. One thing here, because we got all these great restaurants and food spots. We got a food court that's second to none. We're at Colony Square in Midtown. You know what always is always in a great mood? The guys over at Moe's.
Yep.
You go to Moe's, there's a guy behind the counter. Chris and I have been over there, always friendly. That's what I love to see, especially in so many people miserable in the service industry. You know, get out there and take a little pride in your work. Who's up next, Chris? Talking about turning things around on a mopey Monday. Swede, what are you doing, bro? What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
First of all, at some point, I'd like to hear what you guys would have to think about Brady spending 1 year with the 49ers before it's all over, much like Peyton went to Denver. And as far as the food thing, a hot bowl of New England clam chowder with salting.
Oh, I love
thanks,
it.
Guys.
Yeah. I know. And by the way, Sweet, that's a good point as we segue to John Chuckery making his way in. A lot of folks are already saying because Purdy is the big unknown, Carl, if he has to get Tommy John surgery, would you go call Brady? Well, they couldn't protect Purdy. How are they going to protect Brady? Because Brady needs a cocoon. He needs let's be honest, John, you can't come within a foot of Brady. You don't want that contact at age 46.
But you can't hit him either. So.
Right. That's true.
Without a penalty. So
what's going on, brother?
Nothing much. I mean, we'll be here for 2.5 hours. We'll get you into Hawks pregame. And we'll talk about the Hawks because I do think that this is, I don't know how to say, but this could really define their season, this five-game road trip. They were disastrous in this stretch of their road trip last year. Like when they had Utah and Phoenix and all that.
Fell apart.
Yeah, they were 0-5 to start off last year. So if they do something like that.
Well, here's the deal too, John, and I know you're going to be talking about it. It's Dukes and Bill. John Chuckery's coming up. Short edition of his show because of the pregame tonight. It's at 9:30. Mm. But it clearly opens the door to what you're going to do at the trade deadline.
Right.
So you go lose against Portland and the Suns and at the Jazz and at the Nuggets and then on your way back home at the Pelicans. Clearly now we're not buyers, right?
Yes.
We're looking at this differently, and I agree with you. I think this is probably the most important road trip. Now you go handle your business, and somehow we get we're 4-1 on this road trip. Maybe you come back and go, all right, how do we win and get into that top four of the Eastern Conference?
And Mike, I keep talking about this franchise is $1.9 million from the luxury tax, and they are straddling that line.
Oh, yeah.
Like they are sneaking their way up, but they're not crossing into any of it.
So that means you're going to trade a John Collins, right? You're going to get somebody off the payroll.
First off, Bogey, I think, is the first guy because he's got a club or a player option for $18 million.
He's the guy that I would trade over anybody else in this on this roster right now.
But I've read reports that teams are not, answering the phone calls for John Collins. They're just that $125 million contract just isn't as attractive to take on for teams.
After being the rumor for 18 months straight.
Yeah, I mean, unless there's a big return involved.
You know what happened, John? And then I'll let you get in here because I know you got a lot to get to. They missed the window to trade him.
Yeah.
when there was value to trade him, they didn't let the guy trade him.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
But this is any correlation with the fact we got a transitional period in the decision-making process of the organization?
That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. That's what happened. And now you're exactly right about what's going on.
Yep.
John's coming up, guys. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. Oh!
Hey, thanks to our guy, Dave Archer, for stopping by today, talking Falcons and their new DC, Ryan Nielsen, with us. Hey, we're going to be talking some Senior Bowl tomorrow. Chuck Smith's going to stop by. We'll talk about East-West Shrine because our staff is out there. We're looking for guys that maybe you don't know about and maybe are hidden. And all of a sudden, they might be somebody that we might have interest in the draft. This is that week with the Senior Bowl and the East-West Shrine game. We'll be talking plenty about the Hawks as well. What do they do tonight in Portland? You just heard John talk about it. He's coming up. He'll talk more about it. Hey, Turtle, great job today behind the glass. Also, Bo Morgan, executive producing. Mike Bell, man, let's get out of here on a gloomy Monday. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, you and I spent a lot of time last week about Lamar Jackson and the rumors and if he was going to be traded, certainly because of how our owner would operate and putting fannies in the seats. We'd be an attractive location. We got cap space. Maybe we could fix the team and get the guy that would get obviously this team to a whole other stratosphere, regardless of what Desmond Ridder did. But he didn't get his contract in Baltimore, and he was an MVP. And it went just dragged and it dragged. And then, Carl, you get to where you are now. Guess who they're already talking about giving a contract extension to?
Who?
Same division, Joe Burrow. And Zach Taylor talking to the media saying, yes, I think now that starts internally. Certainly they would pick up the fifth-year option in the spring. No rush there. But they're already talking about, because good franchises get ahead of this, find a contract that makes sense, and they are able to not get blindsided 3 or 4 years down the road. So now Burrow, he may get his deal. Meanwhile, Lamar Jackson may get franchised.
He won't sign it. Hey, guys, if you take anything away from this weekend, we got to get in the sack business. You watch the Chiefs, you watch the Eagles. We had 21 total this season, 31st in the league. We got to get in the sack business. If you think that the Chiefs are not where they are because of their defense, or the Eagles are not where they are because of their defense, you're not paying attention. Both defenses are stout. I think the Eagles is a little bit better. But, Mike, the way they got after the quarterback in these NFC and AFC championship games, I have sack envy. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you two are a jabroni.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.